Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular. A new large-scale battery energy storage facility is now online in Huron County as debate over future renewable energy development continues. NextEra Energy Resources officially opened the Century Oaks Energy Center with a ribbon-cutting ceremony on July 8th. The 72-acre battery storage facility located in Colfax Township has the capacity to store up to 200 megawatts of electricity and is owned by Century Oaks Energy Storage, LLC, a subsidiary of NextEra. Company officials say the more than $279 million project is designed to strengthen Michigan's electric grid by providing reliable energy storage while supporting the local economy. Construction generated more than 300 jobs, and the project is expected to contribute nearly $35 million in local tax revenue over its projected 30-year operating life. As part of the opening celebration, NextEra presented a $15,000 donation to the Huron Area Technical Center to support workforce development and said it intends to continue investing in the community. While the facility is now operational, renewable energy development remains a divisive issue across Huron County. Some residents continue efforts to recall county commissioners following their vote to establish a 15,000-acre limit on utility-scale energy projects, including battery storage. Meanwhile, voters will head to the polls on August 4th to decide whether to uphold a county zoning ordinance adopted earlier this year. The ordinance requires developers of utility-scale solar and battery storage projects to pay host community fees, enter legally binding agreements with local governments, and verify compliance before beginning operations. The outcome of that vote is expected to influence how future renewable energy projects move forward in Huron County and could shape the county's approach to balancing economic development with community concerns. And a former Saginaw Intermediate School District bus aide has been ordered to serve 6 to 10 years in prison after being convicted of sexually assaulting a special education student with autism. 70-year-old Morris Holmes was sentenced Monday in Saginaw County Circuit Court. Judge Manville Trice III imposed a sentence above Michigan's advisory guidelines, calling the crime a profound betrayal of trust. Prosecutors said Holmes repeatedly sexually assaulted a 22-year-old special education student during bus rides over a 19-day period while working as a bus aide for the Saginaw Intermediate School District. A jury found Holmes guilty in June of one count of assault with intent to commit sexual penetration and three counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a vulnerable adult. In addition to the prison sentence, Holmes received concurrent sentences of up to 2 years on each of the fourth-degree criminal sexual conduct convictions. He will be required to serve a minimum of 6 years before becoming eligible for parole consideration. School officials previously placed Holmes on administrative leave following the allegations, and the case was investigated by law enforcement and prosecuted by the Saginaw County Prosecutor's Office. The victim's identity has not been released to protect her privacy. When we come back from this Thumb Cellular sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Are you feeding the big carrier monster every month? You know the one. It gobbles up your money with expensive plans, overpriced phones, hidden fees, and frustrating customer service? Well, it's time to stop feeding the beast. Choose your local hometown wireless provider, Thumb Cellular. With plans tailored to your needs and budgets starting at just $25 per month for unlimited data, you can keep more money in your pocket where it belongs, with reliable, no-nonsense service throughout the Thumb and beyond. And when it's time for a new phone, Thumb Cellular makes it easy. All smartphones are instantly $360 less than manufacturers' prices, and you can get a free iPhone or Galaxy phone on select plans with no minimum number of lines required. Plus, when you need help, you'll talk to friendly local people, not artificial intelligence and not a call center hundreds of miles away. Just neighborly service from people who know the Thumb. And we're so sure you'll love it that we're offering a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Stop feeding the big carrier monster. Visit your local Thumb Cellular store today and browse current offers and savings at thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, a criminal sexual conduct case is moving to circuit court after Judge Ferris found probable cause during a preliminary examination. The complainant testified that an encounter at a residence in December of 2025 became non-consensual despite repeatedly telling the defendant to stop. She identified Braden Franzel in court as the person involved and testified that she sought medical treatment shortly after the alleged assault, where a sexual assault forensic examination was performed. Defense attorneys challenged the complainant's credibility throughout the hearing, pointing to inconsistencies between earlier statements and her courtroom testimony. They also questioned details surrounding the events leading up to and following the alleged assault. A sexual assault nurse examiner testified that documented injuries and evidence collected during the forensic examination were consistent with the complainant's reported history. However, the examiner also told the court that medical findings alone cannot determine whether the activity was consensual. After considering testimony from witnesses and reviewing the evidence presented, Judge Ferris ruled there was sufficient probable cause to send the case to circuit court. Franzel was bound over on three counts of third-degree criminal sexual conduct. His arraignment is scheduled for August 10. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience superior coverage, fast data, and crystal clear call quality throughout the Thumb and beyond with Thumb Cellular.